With each Agriculture Department report covering the immediate past for the cattle industry, we do get a little better handle on what the future is shaping up to be. For example, for all of this year,
we'll see increases year over in beef production, and then probably about 4 to 5% higher beef production in 2016.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham, the latest USDA report a few days ago looking at cattle feedlot activities during July, and it shows that during that month, producers placed only a little over 1.5 million head into feedlots,
which was about 1% below a year earlier. During July, that was the lowest number since the series began in 1996.
Why so few placements?
We have a lot of grass out there. As long as you have grass, producers are really in not as much of a hurry to send their animals to feedlots. If we look across the weight classes of the animals which were placed, everything below 800 pounds was lower than a year earlier, and the 800-pound and greater number was above a year earlier.
But Shagham says
we are expecting that we'll see large, you know, placement numbers kick up as fall approaches, as grass dies off in the northern pastures. What happens in the southern plains is going to depend upon the availability of winter wheat for grazing. But we would expect to see probably an increase in placements in the latter part of 2015. And these animals will then, of course, be coming out in the middle part of 2016.
Putting some pressure on fed steer prices, already under pressure. They've been down a bit, averaging $147 a hundredweight a week ago, but already there's a little upward pressure.
Retailers are lining up supplies for Labor Day featuring, so there's been some increase.
And for this third quarter of the year, July through September, Shagham says prices should be averaging about $158, maybe down a slight bit from the same quarter last year. For the fourth quarter, maybe a bump back up to an average $161.
Which is still going to be down a little bit from the $166 that we saw in the fourth quarter of 2014.
Now, right now, feedlots have about 3% more cattle than this time a year ago, and as placements increase later this year and marketings go up,
we are looking at prices to be gradually diminishing over time, probably averaging $155 to $167 for an annual average in 2016, about or just slightly below 2014's numbers.
So certainly not a price collapse by any means. Shagham says prices may also be influenced by what we consumers do as beef prices begin to level off and possibly decline. They did drop almost 0.5% during July, but they're still about 10% higher than this time a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.